All right, so Scott and I are walking through the video store once again. Brian's there with us, and we're talking about how sad we are that Aunt Martha from Sleepaway Camp recently passed away. And I was like, you know what? Like, that's a real bummer, and I love Sleepaway Camp, but you know what I haven't watched in a hot minute? Sleepaway Camp 2, which in some ways is as good, if not better, than the original. And Scott's like, yeah, it is a pretty good movie. And Brian's like, I've only seen Sleepaway Camp 3, Teenage Wasteland. And our mouths drop. And we're like, then you need to watch Unhappy Campers with us. So we're back with another re-rental episode talking about Sleepaway Camp 2, Unhappy Campers from 1987. So yeah. Brian, how'd you like Sleepaway Camp 2 compared to Sleepaway Camp 1 and Sleepaway Camp 3?
I mean, I think that Sleepaway Camp 2 is more like, I'm not going to say, how do I put this? I don't even want to say quality wise, but like tone wise, it's more on par with 3.
Yeah.
Like it's just
oh, for sure.
It is just when people say horror is supposed to be fun, this is like a perfect movie because it's not like scare. It's just watching people that deserve to get killed. I shouldn't say that. How do I say that to sound like less of an asshole?
No. People that deserve to die. Yeah, that's fine.
No, nor love. Therefore, I do not care that they're being killed. Get killed is.
And the good thing about the way that Angela kills people in this is that no one really suffers for more than maybe 15 or 30 seconds.
Except all for the leech chick. Bad. It was torture, but it wasn't painful torture. It was more just shame.
This is one of those movies where I have watched there was a handful of movies that I talked about where like when I first started college, and we've talked about these nights before on the show where like you had a movie on in the DVD player and that movie might play like 6 times in one night because you're like, I'm not getting up and switching this disc. So like when the movie's over, you just hit the play button again and like keep doing what you're doing on the computer. This was one of the 3 movies for me. It was Garden State and then Sleepaway Camp and Sleepaway Camp 2 were like very frequent.
That is so Matt. That is the most Matt Kelly thing I've ever fucking heard.
But I think that
rom-com and slashers.
But I think what with this one, more so than Sleepaway Camp, the DVD, the menu for the DVD is that closing credit song by Obsession, Desperate to Survive. So like, I can't tell you a single line of that song, but I can tell you the melody line right away because like every time the movie was over, just be like,
So, quick question: the patrons are—they can see the video. Some of the patrons can see this video.
No, not the re-rentals, just the main stuff.
Because
am I supposed to be recording?
No, not for the re-rentals.
No. Why are we asking these dumb fucking questions? At least my question is less stupid than Brian's. It's okay. Brian probably had a big day of being a birthday boy yesterday. So, in any case, I wish that there was video of Matt's face just now doing that. So
I was doing guitar faces while I was singing the melody line.
Trust me, I know exactly what face that is, and I do not approve as a guitar guy. So the thing also is that the patrons that are hearing this, if you're not part of the, is it $15 tier where you
see the videos,
you get to actually see the videos. The video, I have not seen it, but I lived it. The video for Pee-wee where Matt was doing all of his cringe-inducing Pee-wee impressions, I feel like you need to bump those numbers up. One person
right now is looking at video, and that person is Chris Robinson. And Chris Robinson, make sure to comment on every episode how much he enjoys.
This was weird.
He's like, you guys are missing out if you're not watching the video. Because the difference is also like, I just finished editing the Mars Attacks episode and the video people are getting the full 45 minutes of that episode versus the main feed. You're only getting like a 28 to 30 minute episode. So there's a lot.
Did you cut one of my good stories?
So,
okay. I've seen this movie so many times. I didn't actually have to rewatch it because I knew all the beats that I wanted to hit and all of the quotes that I wanted to hit, but I did anyway.
It's just a fun movie, and it's such a quick watch. It's like, what, like 80 minutes tops?
Yeah, and I probably finished it in 50 because I knew everything I wanted to revisit.
I'm going
to
say controversial statement. I know that she's a friend of the show, but I think I like Pamela Springsteen's Angela a little bit more.
That's the thing is we've done Sleepaway Camp 2 before, and we've done Sleepaway Camp. That was episode 50 for the noobs. But the thing is that they're completely different
characters. They are completely different characters. I just like this character more. I like that this character, I like that Pamela Springsteen's version of Angela is that she just like waltzed off the set of Sesame Street into like a slasher movie. Like she's just so chipper.
And I like how she answers my lifelong question. What would John Mulaney look like as a woman?
It's insane that her brother is Bruce Springsteen. Like that is chaos to me. This movie,
the weirdest. Yeah, but also we got the wonderful Emilio Estevez's sister.
Yeah, Renee Estevez.
And you know what is also super funny? And I never put this together until this watch, which is the weirder part of this anecdote. But I never put together the fact that they make an Emilio Estevez joke in this movie. They say, because the party hats at 2 o'clock thing, and Emilio, party hats 2 o'clock. He goes, oh yeah, and I was like,
wait,
Emilio.
It goes deeper than that. Did you catch what the other brother's name is on the tip patrol?
No,
it's Emilio and Charlie, like Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez, who are brothers.
Wait, they're brothers. Okay, so two things are fucking my brain up. One, the fact that Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez are brothers. I never knew that. And second of all, the fact that you called him Emilio Estevez.
I put an Esca in there. Yeah, for sure.
I love you guys, but I get no stronger joy from Horror Movie Night than making fun of you when you say something wrong.
So let's talk about a couple of the quotes that I wrote down. One,
I swear to God, if you take my favorite one, I'm quitting until next week.
Is it the very first when the guy's telling the story about when he's like telling the story of Angela and he just goes, well, he's a she now. He got a sex change. And our parents' taxes paid for it.
I can remember saying this when we did this.
It was our 99th episode. It was right before Monster Squad.
Okay, so it was right before. Yeah. Goddamn. Because, I mean, I do love this movie, but it is arguably more problematic strictly due to that first scene.
For sure.
Because, you know, watching it in 2021, especially, you know, this most recent watch, it's very interesting to, having seen this movie so many times, still forget the fact that he goes from being very progressive to being a transphobe, that character. Because like the first time I watched that scene, every single time I'm like, hey, that's pretty fucking progressive for 87 for me to be like, no, it's a she.
Yeah.
Or I don't think he said it, but he's like, no, she. And I was like, yeah, you got the pronouns right. And then he's like, or whatever they are. I'm like, fuck, you almost had it, guy. If you just shut the fuck up for 5 minutes.
It's like a foul ball. I mean, we were talking about Emilio and Charlie. I mean, is this the line that you want it to get to?
The Tip Patrol?
Well, yeah. Who's going to see us? The Tip Patrol, that's who. And they're like,
yeah, there's that. I only wrote down like three that I really absolutely had to touch on. The Tip Patrol is the party hats.
Yeah, party hats, 5 o'clock, which is so fucking funny.
Yeah, go to
episode
99. We talk about all this shit in episode 99, just so you know. But the arguably the most breakdown clip worthy the most breakdown clip worthy line in or breakdown worthy clip in this movie for an audio sample is, you don't have HIV or anything, do you? Or you don't have AIDS or anything, do you? Okay. Bye.
Dude, she is first of all,
the worst person in the
world. She's the worst person in the world. But first of all, we get two sex scenes from her. The first one is in a bathroom, which is the sloppiest sex scene
amazing
I've ever seen in my entire life.
No, there's no sex. He's trying to go down on her and she like wants it but doesn't want it.
He's just like kissing her stomach.
But that's it just doesn't make any sense because this movie gets inches close to being progressive for 1987. Cunnilingus and actual correct pronouns, but then they just fucking ruin it.
But there's that, and then there's the actual sex scene in the woods, which looks like the most painful sex any human being has ever had.
Hey, she orgasmed, he didn't, but
he
she
just
did,
looks
so,
like,
I mean, that's progressive.
He looks
too
like he's being ripped apart.
Yeah, it was basically like, take that scene out of here and put it in Hellraiser 69. Yeah. Hellraiser 69. There we go.
I'm just throwing this out there again. If you're looking for audio clips for a breakdown, I think right before the panty raid where the guy goes, "Just us monsters," would also be pretty good. All right, Brian, let's talk about some of the kills because this movie is essentially just a kill collage for an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's a kill collection. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you have a particularly favorite one?
I think I already blew myself when I said the leech.
Okay.
One. I think
that's it's the grossest kill, but also the most memorable, you know?
Yeah.
I really love just for the principle of the thing, I love the kill where she rips the guy's face off, wears it, kills somebody with a chainsaw dressed. Oh, she kills somebody wearing a Freddy mask, a Jason mask, takes his face, turns herself into a leather face, and then kills the guy wearing a Freddy outfit and a Freddy glove.
Oh, I thought she was wearing a Mike Myers mask.
No, she was wearing that guy's face that she had killed prior.
Yeah, I don't have blinds yet, so I get a decent glare on my TV, as you can see behind me. Not a blind house. I also like the just for the line going into it is when she's like, "What do you got, a gun?" She's like, "No, a drill."
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, that's the, it's like literally a kill every 5 minutes in this movie, like clockwork.
And the best thing is that the cast doesn't stay the same. Like, it's the cast is finite.
Yeah.
There aren't very many kids, and so really, they're dropping like flies every day. And so it's just like, you know. Benji gets fired because he's like, you can't keep sending people home, you know? I love the fact that it just shows the cast just shrinking down.
There's like a
so
point
good
where, like, literally when she gets fired, it's just Renee is the only person left in her whole cabin. She kills, the best is when she kills the one girl for talking too much by choking her to death with the guitar string. But then the one girl walks in and she's like, "But I didn't do anything." And she's like, "But you were going to tell." Like, I like that. Like,
it's also the way she says all the things.
Well, yeah, her delivery is fantastic. But I also think that it's kind of like that movie Super in a lot of ways, where like there was that movie Super with Rainn Wilson, where the concept is like when you put it in.
Shut up, Kyle.
Yeah, like when you decide to be a vigilante, right? Like, the longer you do that, the more everything feels like a punishable offense. So it's like the first few, it's like, okay, yeah, they're doing drugs on camp. Like, you would probably get kicked out of camp for that. Like, it's like, it makes sense of things you would get kicked out of camp for. And then it just gets more and more absurd to the level of like, well, you were possibly going to be a tattletale, so you're going to get kicked out of camp.
Are we doing double features for this?
We can if you got
if
one
you
written
want
down.
To. It's dude, it's your
no,
show.
No. I don't want to because this will make more sense. I just didn't want to say it, you know, because it would have been my double feature. But the whole vibe of this film reminds me so much of Serial Mom, and that's why I enjoyed it so much. It's just like the like that dude was pissing in the woods, and Angela, she's just like at the table, like, "I'll be right back," and then just goes.
it's so clear what she's up to. The line that Schropp and I used to quote all the time in this was the, "Hey, look who's on TV!" And it's just the boyfriend's head inside the busted television set. Like, that scene just makes us so happy every time, especially because the head. There's so many good props in that room,
but not that head. Not the head. Not,
yeah. No.
I really love the fact that she just randomly chops that dude's head off and puts him in the TV. That's his head, yeah. Right? The guy who gets his head chopped off, her boyfriend, and then bam, into the TV. It's just so I feel like that kill is the only surprise of the entire movie.
So that, if you have the DVD or Blu-ray of Sleepaway Camp 2, you get a deleted scene where they just couldn't get the scene to work for them. But that scene originally, she cuts off the head and it just stays there on the body as it's just like a South Park blood spray out of the neck, like where it's just like way too much blood. Like it doesn't make any sense that it's firing out like a cannon, but they just could not, like you're watching, you're like, man, they just can't get this effect to work the way they want it to. So they just cut to the head comes off real quick and it cuts to Angela and fades to black. But
the thing also about that is that they couldn't get that scene to work, but yet the first kill where she cuts the girl's tongue out of her mouth, they have a ketchup bottle full of red Karo syrup that's probably 10 feet away on the other side of the forest, and they're just like, you know, like it's coming from the wrong way.
I'm trying to see if there's anything else that I have written down. I didn't have too many notes because I get sucked into this movie every fucking time I watch it. I love it. I wrote down, it ends like House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yes.
It kind of does.
Like, yes. Not even just like, oh, she thinks that she's being saved and it's the killer, but it also does the exact same, like, it goes to a negative film frame and does like a stuttering zoom in. Like, it is the ending of House of a Thousand Corpses. So that's my new theory, is that Rob Zombie was actually ripping this movie off, not TCM 2. Brian, a man of a thousand words.
But they are worth a lot of money, so he doesn't use them.
But yeah, I'm glad that we revisited Sleepaway Camp 2 for the summer. We'll do another one of these maybe in late August or early September. But yeah. Oh, you know what? Well, we've got a couple minutes. No time like the present to remind you guys, it is Listener Submitted Month coming up in just a few months. So how about you contact us at hmnpodcast@gmail.com. Write us a great little email. You know, we've never done Sleepaway Camp 3 on this show. Just throwing that out there as a potential idea. But,
you know, honestly, though, that couldn't be any worse than the four that we picked last
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
That's true. I'm also confused by Matt's intro because Matt does paid advertisement. And Matt's scripted ads sound less scripted than him just ad-libbing. He's like,
that's why you have a script.
Do you like picking movies? I know I do. That's
and
why
you had to do like the thumb, you know, like the, I know I do.
That's why for the whole month of September.
Man, we're just ruining it for ourselves that there's no video for the Patreon exclusives right now, because it, now that we've gotten used to the idea that we're on camera, it's like, well, we have to be on camera all the time.
Brian's finally getting past it. We can start doing the live stream show again.
No.
Yeah, I was about to die.
You guys can see me. Nobody else.
All right. Can. All right. Well,
it's a private OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. only fams. Yeah. Now that's fucked up.
All right. Well, that was Sleepaway Camp 2, Unhappy Campers. We'll be back with another re-rental in a few months, but there's always fresh content on the HMN page. So go and search Horror Movie Night on any podcasting app and check out our Patreon at patreon.com/HMN podcast. Yay!
Yay!